Ja'Cory misses teasing Deshaun. Ja'Cory used to rip Deshaun about everything, especially his big hair.
It was just big, like it was up. It wasn't hanging, it was up. And like he had tree branches sticking out his head, so I just used to be ripping them. Like tree branch, like scarecrow, all that. I see something about him looking like an animal. He see something about me looking like a fruit. I see something about him looking like a pawpaw. And he'll see somebody looking like an uncle or something like that.
What was your brother's name?
Deshaun Vertel Singleton. All us used to live in the Desire. We used to play. We grew up together and like, we had a relationship, like siblings. We used to fight and all that. So I see he like my mother's child. But he wasn't, you know, an actual sibling. He was like, a real brother to me. He was 6 feet. He was dark skin. His voice wasn't deep, but it was like partially. And he was always dance. Like he just used to make up his own dance and just do it. We could be in the middle of the store, he just gonna dance. Like, I didn't even by the accident, why he dancing? He just did it.
After Deshaun was killed, Ja'Cory started writing him a letter.
I know it said, "Dear Deshaun, you almost made it to 18. You almost made it through the school year, but almost doesn't count."
So, didn't he have a baby?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you see the baby?
Yeah.
Good. That's good. That's good. That's good. So you going to continue to be in a baby life, like, and be like, your daddy was a good person, blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
There you go.
He ain't had to do it, so somebody got to do it.
You right.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you be posted up from Sunday to Saturday night. Started hanging with the members, then you blew a few pipes. And you going to do the dash if you see them blue lights. A lot of people down, and it's a chance that you might. You got God on your side, but it's hard to do right.
When Deshaun died, Ja'Cory was a mess in school. He couldn't do his work. He couldn't concentrate in school. But he likes to talk about his friend because it helps him.
By talking about him, it feels like that I let off steam. I vented. And like, I wouldn't have so much pressure on myself trying to keep this and that in like that.
Why?
Because like, it's like, I guess I just let something that I was feeling out.
I asked Ja'Cory to tell me stories about Deshaun.
We dressed up like once, by mistake. This was for Christmas. We had on some white jean nights. We had on a white polo, some blue jeans, but it wasn't picked out, nothing like that. And he like, we texted, he like, "I'm about to be fresh." I'm like, "Me too." I'm like, "Yeah." I walk outside, and he got the same thing on as me. And I'm telling him, like, "You not about to be fresher than me? Like, man, you stole my outfit. You had everything in, like, shirt, pants, and shoes." Everybody was saying, "What y'all trying to dress like?" Swizzy. It wasn't even purposely.
Ja'Cory dresses in his own way. He dresses fresh, but simple. Today,
I got on a blue, light blue jean jacket with a dicky pants. Not the big dicky pants. Slim fit.
Today, Ja'Cory wearing a bunch of wristbands like he does every other day.
I don't know why I keep this on. But they just be on. I take a shower with these things and everything. It's like five, I think. One, two. Yeah, five.
What do you
see? One of them see Carver. And this one see Cure Violence, NOLA. A vision, the world without gun violence.
I like that one. Oh yeah, perfect thing.